Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This
Gonna Cause an Argument?
Wait a minute. What happened?
Is this going to cause an argument?
You were about to say, let us tell it.
I was.
Wow.
I was, because that's how I started. Because
we have been doing this podcast for 7 years.
Okay. I do it in there,
and
too.
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. All right. I have my beautiful co-host here with me.
I'm over here.
Beautiful hair and wig. Just chill out, all right?
I'm over here mourning, and now my
husband
just... Oh, my God.
Don't pull that bullshit.
Stabs me in my heart.
All right, whatever. Let them know who you are.
My name is Angel Lakita Moore. Apparently, Angel Lakita Tanksley doesn't matter today. I'm also known as That Chick Angel. That chick angel, because that's how I feel today. I'm the other, or maybe the only host of this show, since my husband just abandoned me.
How did I abandon you?
You just did. You were introducing a different podcast.
It was the last one I did. It was right there.
If this is your first time tuning in, well, buckle up, okay? This is a podcast me and my husband do every single week. It's uploaded on Wednesdays, where we talk about all things that are family, all things relationship, and all things adulting. If this is your first time tuning in, know that you can also watch this show on our YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. We also have some amazing sponsors. Sponsors are companies that decide to partner with us and give our listeners discounts for you to try their services. We have two amazing, amazing companies that are sponsoring us today, and they are HelloFresh and ZocDoc. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. And we just ask that if they have a service that you've been thinking about using, regardless if you knew about the company before or not, but if they offer a service that you've been thinking about using, we ask that you give them a try. Use our discount code so they know that we sent you, because when you support our sponsors, you're actually supporting this podcast, which is so appreciated. We also have some amazing people joining us today. They are our Patreon. Bah, 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 bah. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just listening. I'm being attentive.
I see it. Oh, okay. You look at he's looking at me like he's rolling his eyes without rolling his eyes.
That's the things that you're projecting onto me, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The truth.
Don't project your negativity over here.
Our Patreon, who we call our immediate family, we call them Tanks Riders. We call them Angel's Wings. They are amazing people who have decided to support us with a small monetary donation, but we are grateful for the donation. I don't say small by saying that it's not significant to us, but it's a $5 a month support that they give us.
We say small to rope you in to doing it.
Absolutely. Listen, I used to have the exact amount. I think it's 37 cents a day. Hello, amen, per month. That's what they donate to us. And by doing that, they get exclusive content, they get early content, and they get community events and more access to Marcus and I. So if you too would like to be able to do that, go ahead or gift it to somebody. If you get the whole year, you get a whole month for free. So again, welcome. Is this going to cause an argument?
Hey.
Hey.
That was great.
Thanks, babe.
Wonderful introduction.
I appreciate it.
Is this going to cause an argument? So we're going to kick out. Yeah, your blue cheese. We're going to kick this off with a segment we like to call In Our Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Well, this is about to be a sad segment. We're just going to use the segment to kind of give a tribute to the person who passed away. So in my family, you all know I have four sisters. My eldest sister, Jackie, had two children. My eldest niece, Sharday, who is the oldest of the grandchildren of my mother, passed away this Thursday.
This past Thursday.
Yeah, this past Thursday. So a few days ago. It was unexpected but expected, if there's a way to kind of put it. My niece, so this is the young lady that made me an aunt. I became an aunt at 6 years old. And I still remember the day I met this big head little girl. She was 6 months when my sister Jackie brought her to our house. At least I think 6 months. It might have been a little bit. She might have been a little bit younger. But I remember it like it was yesterday because she was sitting in her car seat. And I was 6 years old and I would smile at her and she'd smile back. And she had the biggest, gummiest smile. And then I'd smile at her and she'd smile back. And I was instantly in love with the thought of being an aunt because that's literally what I was like, this is what it's like to be an aunt. I get to have a baby that likes me and she's my baby. So you all who have been following me for a while rarely ever saw her on my channel. After she turned about 18, her life got really, really tough for her. A lot of things happened to her that for most people they would not have been able to survive, whether it be because mentally they couldn't take it physically. And while maybe not all her decisions in life after that were those that were helpful, I would say a lot of them weren't. She did have a fight in her that a lot of people would not have. Unfortunately, a lot of the choices that, whether it be some were hereditary and some were her own choices, kind of wore her body down. Your body can only take so much. So while I say it was unexpected because none of us were thinking, oh, this is the day the Lord is going to call her home. But it was expected because looking at her, you could tell her body was only going to be able to deal with so much. She was already on dialysis. So she was, because I'm 42, that should let you all know math-wise, she was 36 years old. She was already on dialysis, had been on dialysis for years. She had multiple surgeries. Actually, she had a major surgery earlier this year when I saw her for my mother's graduation. I knew then my niece didn't have too many more months left on this earth. But like I said, she also had a fight in a faith. Let me tell you, she might have been fighting a lot of demons, but I'm gonna tell you what, she believed mm-hmm. in Jesus, some type of strong. And I'm gonna tell you, had I had the life she lived, y'all wouldn't be able to get me to believe in nobody's Jesus. I'd have been like, y'all lying to me, because if that's the case, all this stuff wouldn't be happening to me. But she still had a really strong faith. She left behind two sons. One whose birthday is this week. I texted him because I know we're all in, planning mode for her services. And, I've been talking to my sister Jackie at least once a day just to check in on her. Jackie was her daughter's, best friend and her daughter's kind of caregiver. Jackie was already taking care of Sharday's kids for her. But they all lived together, or Sharday always lived like next door across the street. So they were still a tight family unit. So I've been checking in on Jackie. A lot of the responsibility of planning everything, not a lot, all of the responsibility of planning Sade services fall on my sister's shoulders. And so because her eldest son's birthday is next week, I was like, I want to make sure that even though this is all happening, that he is not forgotten. Not that my sister is going to forget about her grandson. That's her baby. But I was like, I want to make sure I throw some extra attention his way. And so I was like, have him text me so I can figure out what he wants for his birthday. He's 2 years older than little Marcus. So he's about to turn 15. Yeah. I don't think 16. I pray it's not 16. I think it's 15.
Because of 14, I think he's turning 15.
He's turning 15. So I was like, I want to know what he wants for his birthday. I was like, we're going to lace him up this year. We're going to make sure he get, you know, he going to get whatever he wants, right? And so I'm thinking he going to ask for an iPad, you know, ask for the latest iPhone. Yeah. He understands auntie's got a little bit of a
laptop,
budget.
Something. Yeah.
Something that's a little pricey that might cost a G, maybe two. I was going to make it happen. Uncle and auntie were going to make it happen. He texts me. He's like, hey, auntie, how you doing? I was like, oh, I'm okay. How are you? He was like, and I said, "What? Your birthday's coming up. What you want for your birthday?" This is what this baby said to me. He said, I want you to shout me out on your YouTube channel, and I want some earbuds. And he put, and that's it. I was like, I said, okay. I said, how about this? I'll shout you out on my YouTube channel, on my IG, and on my TikTok. And I'll get you some earbuds. He was like, yeah, that works.
Bet.
Bet. I was like, okay. So whenever I drop that shout out, I would appreciate it if you all are in the comments.
Pull up and peel out.
Wishing Malachi a happy birthday. So anyways, it has been a hard struggle. I had to work a 15-hour day the day I found out. It was a lot. My mother was extremely close to Sade.
Yeah.
So it was a lot for my mother as well. My mother has a big thing.
I mean, that was her road dog right there.
Yeah. My mother has a big thing with oldest. My mother is the oldest girl in her family. And now the oldest, we still have Aunt Louise. But my mother makes a big deal out of oldest. So her oldest daughter, her oldest grandchild, her oldest great-grandchild. It is like a thing for her. So we knew she was going to take it hard, and she did. So my mother had been staying with us for a couple of days. And now Victory's staying with my mom. So it's just all been, it's been a lot. So please keep our family in our prayers. It's been one thing that has been beautiful and sad at the same time. I've been collecting all of my niece's pictures to help my sister when it's time to put together the program. And so seeing all these pictures of her when she was fully healthy, it's been a long time since I've seen her like that. It's been 18 years since I've seen her like that. Has been a blessing because it was sad to every time I saw her feeling like I was seeing her wither before my eyes. So being able to go back and see these, I showed one picture to Marcus and he didn't even know who it was. He was like, who is that?
Yeah,
I was like, exactly.
Yeah, because when I met her, when me and Angel first started dating, she was already starting to, quote unquote, deteriorate as far as health wise.
Yeah.
So I've never known her like at 100% health.
Yeah. And she was so cute. Her smile went from the back of her head to the back of her head. So anyways, it's been a bit of a struggle. Because one thing about my family, we do good at keeping alive. This is one thing I can say about my family. We might not have good credit. We might be terrible at managing money, and we might not be able to keep a career for too long. But one thing we do pretty good at is not dying. And so this has been the closest death we've had in the family lineage of my mother's, since my grandmother passed away 20 years ago. So it was a bit of a jolt, I know, from my system. So, yeah, just be praying for us. But that is what's got us in our feelings. So please be praying for our family as we prepare to lay my niece Sade to rest. This is going to be a terrible transition, but as we say goodbye to Sade, let's say hello to Fresh Food from Hello Fresh. You know, the Tanksley family loves some amazing food, and we get that amazing food from Hello Fresh. We actually got our latest delivery on Sunday, and it is packed full of great meals. Let me tell you some of the reasons why you'll love HelloFresh, okay? If you need dinner in a hurry, HelloFresh Quick and easy options like 20-minute meals and easy cleanup recipes allow you to enjoy good times around the dinner table with loved ones and less time in the kitchen. And quality is HelloFresh's priority. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. So whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find everything you need at the HelloFresh Market. For quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party and fill your pantry. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you all. This company, HelloFresh, probably more than any other company that has sponsored us, we use daily. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It has saved us money. It has saved us time. And it makes me feel good as a mother because I know my kids are actually getting fresh produce. That I can't say I could honestly say that prior to HelloFresh. They would get it during the week, but not all the time. Also, what's great is that it's time that me and my husband actually get with one another because he helps me cook. And that has been a blessing because it's like quality time for him and I. So this is what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue70. And use code ARGUE70 for 70% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ARGUE70 to use code and use code ARGUE70 for 70% off plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Like it never happened.
Like it never happened, babe. You knew it. You knew what to do.
Just real quick, in my feelings, just something that's dear to my heart. And you know, I did something out of an expression of love. Angel loves this outfit on me.
I do.
I don't love this. I'm sorry, y'all.
Did that wind you?
Because I had to use a bunch of core.
I know.
To get up there and then rushing back. I don't know if you're watching, you'll probably notice that Angel's
my camera
being, you know, straightened up on her because she was too far to the, I don't know, left or right. Anyway, I had to clam over some things and get over there because I wanted to straighten it up. So
breathing. Why don't you use the outfit cam? Get behind the so I want them to see how good you look so that you can shush up.
Let me explain myself.
Go ahead, explain yourself, boo.
So this is one of the outfits that Angel's, I can't say our stylist, I have to say Angel's stylist because she's controlling.
Whatever.
Anyway, one of the outfits, this is Essentials, Fear of God. Outfit is dope, love the concept and everything. However, I'm not into everybody's fashion. This thing is like Nelly big on me. You remember back in the day, Ludacris and Nelly used to wear real baggy.
It's not Nelly outfits. Big
this
shirt, on you.
The shoulder seam, which should be up here on the shoulder, is down here like.
But that, no. The reason why I'm saying, quit saying that it's Nelly big is that it's not that the outfit is
too
big.
It's too damn big for me, for my liking. I don't like how big the shirt is. Apparently, this is how it's supposed to look. If it's how it's supposed to look, I don't like it.
Let's just say that you don't like the cut.
I don't like the cut of it. Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
I just said I don't like the cut. I don't like how big it is. I said I love the concept. The sweatpants, fire. Okay, this is me all day. They fit perfectly. But this nightgown of a shirt, I'm not looking. Look, what's it called when you like, it's not spurlunking. That's when you just, when you like go and you like glide.
Oh, yeah, when you
just
sit. Oh.
Yeah, you basically ride on the pocket of air, like jump off a mountain and glide down.
What is it?
Like I got wings falling right here in my armpits. That's what this is like. But I wore one recently that's these chairs. Are these chairs? These ain't white, are they?
No, they're like bait. They're gray.
I have one this, almost the color of these chairs that I wore when Angel went to a speaking engagement. I was like, you know what? She said, well, just look like you want to be there. So I said, you know what? This does. If this is a style, this does kind of look nice, so I wear it then. So I wore that one today. I said, you know, I'm going to wear this one, get this over with. If the shirt fit more of my style, I'd be all about it. But I wore this because I know Angel really likes how it look in it.
Yeah, I think you look great in it. Let me tell you.
Paragliding, yeah.
Yes. Let me tell you some of the reasons why I like it. One, I like the neckline. The neckline is a cross between T-shirt and sweatshirt, which elevates it above both. Mm-hmm. I understand why you don't like the dropped sleeve line.
To be honest, it's not too big. Like, it's supposed to fit like this. Like, these
That's
sleeves,
what I meant by you saying don't say it's too big.
These sleeves are just right here. They, like, they are, the sleeve length is perfect. It's just, it's supposed to fit baggy.
It's like a boxier fit.
Like, I can't even roll my sleeves up because the sleeves are that skinny, because it's, this is how it's supposed to fit. It fits the way it's supposed to, and this is the how it's supposed to fit, so it fits extremely well. It's just not my style.
And that's another reason why I like it, is because...
Not my style?
No. Is that because it doesn't fit like a normal t-shirt, nor does it fit like a normal sweatshirt, it looks like it's done on purpose. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
If I seen this on something, like, oh, it's a nice outfit. I see you say it all the time, even with stuff I wouldn't wear.
You look good, though.
Thank you.
Okay, what's next, baby?
Shoot. Heart palpitations. Oh, we did in my feelings. So that's what got me in my feelings. Anyway, next, moving on. Taking sides. All right. So this is a
segment. No.
I don't want to do this no more.
Marcus, this is a part of your job. This is what you get paid to do.
No, it's not actually.
Yeah, actually, it is.
No, because we got snippets that they going to play anyway.
No. This is what she uses, the live version.
She got her side, I got mine. Yeah, we taking sides. Now, Love is Blind. All right, the show that everybody taking sides.
I knew you were coming back. I was like, I'm waiting.
The show Love is Blind. The season finale was recently aired, so a lot of people have strong opinions on how it turned out. If you're listening or watching, no spoilers here, all right? So you can keep listening and watching, because we ain't going to spoil nothing for you. However, this segment is all about whether or not we think love really can be blind. How much does physical attraction matter building a loving commitment?
You go ahead and start, baby. I want to hear yours.
Your opinion. Sides. I do think love can be blind. Absolutely. Blind people get married all the time.
Jesus Christ.
No, they do.
Like, I know. You're right, though.
No, I'm like serious about that. However, show like this, you have people that are strictly building a relationship over conversing with each other. Mm-hmm. That's all they're doing. They're not seeing each other, getting to know each other. They haven't seen each other. They can maybe describe how they look. And there was one season where one... What?
They're not supposed to, though. They're not supposed to.
Well, there was one dude that was on there asking questions about weight, very vain. I hated that dude.
Everybody did.
Oh, my God,
did.
I hated him. And she was stupid for trying to get with him anyway. Anyway, I do feel like there can be a strong connection over not seeing someone physically. You have people that... People have worked together. People have been friends for a long time that were never physically attracted, but just from being around each other and getting to know each other, by them building that strong mental connection, they then find each other attractive. It happens. I feel like that happens all the time. This mm-hmm. happened more times than, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely feel like love can be blind in that aspect.
Oh, I 100%. I think a lot of times people get attraction and love confused. I think there are a lot of people. We discussed this on one of our podcasts about the ick, how all of a sudden you become repulsed by somebody.
Yeah.
It could be somebody that you are extremely attracted to, but then all of a sudden you can't stand them because of something they've done, something that they've said. And so I feel like while physical attraction is definitely a good, it opens the gateway for you to give someone the opportunity to find out if you can fall in love with them. But I don't think it's nearly the end all, begin all of like what it takes to fall in love. Now, I say all that to say that it definitely helps if you present yourself in a way to be looked at as attractive, right? Like, present your best self again to open up the possibility of love growing. Mm-hmm. But I definitely don't think, because if that was the case, if attraction had to be first, there would be a lot of non-conventionally unattractive people who would not be able to get married. But I right. feel like anybody can get married regardless of whether or not they're conventionally thought of as pretty or conventionally thought of as unattractive, mm-hmm. Based off of mutual respect, based off of actually having common goals, and actually just being able to create a connection with that person. And physical attributes are not. Marcus having a pretty eye color is not what made me fall in love with him. Definitely helps when I look at him to look at those, but that's not.
When I fuck up royally, that helps. I'll be like, Angel. Sorry. Hey,
makes sure the sun is burning through his irises, baby, so they look brighter.
You, okay. I do all this for you. Will I stumble along the way? Yes. It's not the first time. Won't be the last. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Are you sorry?
I love you so much. You make me better.
I can't. I cannot. Speaking of which, this is so off topic, but I have to bring it up. Damien sent this to me. Did he send this to you?
No.
Bree, I got to make sure I send this to you. We are literally going off course, but that's fine. Y'all okay with that? Y'all okay with that? I'm going to play this because I was just like, yo, what is the world? What is the world coming to?
I think so. A married man, is it safe to say that is it safe for him to have some hoes?
No, he shouldn't have hoes. He could have a side chick, but he can't have hoes. Yeah, hoes are dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh.
You really only get fucked hoes when you're on the come up and you don't have nothing to lose yet.
Yeah.
Side chick she's dependable. She's trustworthy. She knows exactly what her job is.
She's not going to your shit up.
Yeah, and that's a good crazy. Side chick. Okay, some men try to make hoes side chicks. You can't do that. Because hoes will expose you, exploit you, tell your business. You can't do that. Now, you have some women who are side chicks. Some women are not mentally capable of living with a man full time. Like, some women will tell you, listen, I need him to give me something and go. Some women cannot live with a man, whether it be due past trauma. It could be her personality type. So those are the women normally who are ordained to be side chicks. And they going to know, me and him don't got no bills together, no kids together. It's strictly fun. My job is to not bicker our business private. Not call him after 10 o'clock. That keep a lot of people happy and sane.
I'm sorry. I know that took us someplace I listened to it this morning and forgot to bring it to you. Damien.
Ordained.
Yeah, when she said ordained is what I was like.
First of all, a side chick is just a smart hoe. That's all that is. Like, the way they explaining it, I'm like, that's the only difference. She's just a smart hoe that know what she want.
I am so sorry. I know
hoes
that
know what they want. It's just, where do you find this crap?
Damien,
get your life together, man.
It was so crazy. I was reading the comments, and of course there were men that were like, y'all ladies in these comments mad, but she telling the truth. But there were luckily some men that were like, no. No, what does that have to do with the respect inside of a marriage? The thing is that she is being correct on the, if you're trying to differentiate the two, is that a lot of these side chicks that are successful, they very much so know their role.
Yeah.
They're like, I ain't going to be saying nothing. I'm going to pretend like I don't know him when we're in public. I'm going to pretend.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she wants.
But
the ones that they calling hoes, they know what they want. They just want to smash and cause chaos.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to do.
That's exactly what like, they're
oh, dumbass art. Oh, my God. I hate the internet so bad.
But ordained to be something ordained. That should not be happening.
She's ordained to be stupid.
And one dude was like, no, y'all understand, this is what sometimes keeps men in their marriage. I don't think people understand that most
stupid ass comments, man.
Most married women don't want to stay in a marriage that their spouse is not happy to be in with them and with them alone. Like, that's where I was just like, okay, there are married men and married women that have all sorts of arrangements. Absolutely. But when we're talking about you got someone on the side that your spouse is not aware of, that is not, this is what's keeping him in the marriage.
Right.
That's him being greedy as hell and not being willing to be committed to his vows.
Right.
I was just baffled at the, you know, oh, no. Married man shouldn't have hoes. Hoes are dangerous.
Hoes is- to have side chicks. Well, you know what? Side chick, she do.
You know who's even more dangerous? A wife. And y'all going to keep effing around. Mm-hmm. Sides and hoes and husbands. and it's all going to be dangerous. That's what it's crazy. Obviously, there's nothing new under the sun. Men have been cheating for a long time. So have women. Men have had multiple wives legally. They have had wives in side pieces knowingly, like more of a concubine type of situation.
Perfect terminology. Chicken head logic.
Chicken
head. That's exactly what that is.
Chicken head logic.
Oh, somebody, this is an extra large, by the way, in this.
Yeah, I saw somebody ask that. I do think there is an overwhelming amount of disrespect when it comes to, not to say it doesn't happen to men, so I'm not trying to pretend like women don't be cheating, because I know some of them. but there is an overwhelming amount of disrespect to wives that I just can't even, I will not stand for it.
You know what?
I won't.
And these type of conversations, because you got people out there that believe this is a majority of the thought process. This is the majority of the world, because that's how algorithms work. Like we say it all the time. Angel's two different videos, I got hired and I got fired.
Mm-hmm.
How much more views, how many more views and comments I got fired got, because people love misery.
Mm-hmm.
People love the toxicity. So these type of conversations, I know I have a co-host that I host another podcast with. That's all that's be in his talk algorithm. So it's just like, that's mm-hmm. not the, that ain't all that being his, but that type of stuff people give so much attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people are constantly seeing, and they think, oh, this is how everything is. This is what's normal. That's why I refuse to ever, even in my biggest content creating mode, I refuse to ever get a goddamn Twitter account. There ain't nothing positive on there. It's good. It's good conversation to have. It's some things, but send me the Twitters. I ain't gonna have no account.
Yeah,
ever.
Because
I'm like, what is the point? The tweets. I'm sorry.
Send the tweets. Twitters. I like it. Send me the Twitters. Send it to me.
Like, I don't understand. It's like, I don't even. We was watching a comedian the other day. He was like, I was arguing the other day with somebody on the internet because I use my time wisely.
He said, because I don't know how to use my time wisely.
I don't know how to use my time wisely. But it's just like the most toxic, negative crap on there. It's like you got all these sites, and that's like the pit of the most toxic, horrible crap that people can view. And that's where this stuff be getting out there. And it'll get it reposted by the Shade Room and all these other sites. And people just feel, they just go to it like festering. Fester. I hate it, man.
It's crazy. It is. I'm not going to tolerate. That's what I'm going to make my goal in 2023 is to be a little more vocal about. I do feel like wives are disrespected to a level that's crazy. So like me and Marcus have made content, funny content, especially dealing with one of the first videos that we made together that went viral since we worked with Bree was the me tripping into falling asleep when I've promised sex, right? Which is a very common thing that has happened in marriages where the wife will be like talking all this game.
Date night talking trash, texting at work. Oh, when you get home, this and that. And she's been busy all day and her ass is right to sleep.
Right, sleep. And I remember there was an overwhelming amount of men that were just like, and that's when he's going to get his side trick. And that's when he's going to step out on you. And that's when he's going to cheat. That was a lot of the comments in that one. When it was reshared on other people's platforms, that was so many. There was obviously, I'm not saying that there was more of those comments than anything else, but there was a significant amount of those comments as if there is this perception that as a wife, if I am not an extremely sexual being that wants to give up the booty at all times, if I'm not in shape at all times, if I'm not cooking and cleaning and all these things that are supposedly my wifely duties, that I am now in jeopardy of my husband no longer keeping true to his vows. Right. That feels like it is the common theme here lately, and I'm just not having it. You will not keep disrespecting yeah. my loyalty, my support, my love on the grounds that if I do not hold up this, or women in general, if they do not hold up this high standard and this high statue of what it means to be a wife, that we are in jeopardy of the thing that we've built with this other person being ripped away. And because I feel like hoes and toxic men are getting louder and louder, toxic yeah. women, I'm about to get as loud.
Yeah. And the thing is like as a man, there's, you know, I feel like I have my stuff together. When I see comments like that, like you look, when I see comments like that, it's like you can't help but judge the person. That's like you seem simple. You seem very simple-minded when you make comments like that.
It is.
Extremely simple-minded and juvenile. This is like you don't even deserve the attention of a response, because it's just like, oh, you don't know no better. Poor thing. But like that's how I be looking. It's like you. I'm sorry that you have the life that you have.
It's so crazy.
I'm sorry that you have the mind that you have. It's like you aren't. It's kind of like somebody that's world traveled. Mm-hmm. It's been all over the world, experienced different cultures, and you have somebody that has never left their zip code, and they're judging the person that's world traveled.
Exactly.
That's how it feels.
It's like whatever trauma you went through, whatever your life experience is, and it seems like it's come from a very dark place, you believe that that's everybody else's reality. Yeah. And it's just like,
women can't be trusted. Men can't be trusted. All men are dogs. All women, they ain't worth nothing. It's like, you poor soul.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you.
You've been around a lot of toxic ass people, and that is how you feel, but you are making a very generalized statement off of some very specific experiences that you've had. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. But let me tell you about some experiences that we've had. We've had some wonderful experiences with ZocDoc, because we've had enough bad experiences from trying to find doctors other ways that doesn't allow us to get a quality doctor when we want a quality doctor that takes our insurance and that is available when we are available. Okay. So, you know, when you're going out with your girlfriends and y'all like, we want to go to brunch, y'all don't just go willy nilly. Y'all make sure y'all usually look over reviews. You look at lists. I know that like Mel and Melissa, they have a little saved posts from restaurants in their Instagram. Like if they see somebody post about a restaurant, they'll save it so they can go to it later, and they look at the reviews, look at the menus. So why not do the same when it comes to booking a doctor's appointment? With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. And after all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more, important than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict, okay? So ZocDoc is a free app that shows you your doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Now, let me explain why that's so important if you all don't already realize that. First of all, if you pay for insurance like we do, you're paying for insurance to help mitigate and subsidize the cost of going to a doctor. So finding a great doctor that takes your insurance means that you're throwing away all the money that you've already been paying for insurance, because you're having to pay out-of-network prices, which is higher. Then if you do find a doctor that's in your network, so that means you're getting the lower copay, you're getting more of the charges are going to be paid by your insurance, right? But if that doctor can't see you until 6 months out, but you need something that needs to be seen now, again, you in a pointless situation. So ZocDoc is removing those hurdles from in front of you, so you can see a doctor that's in your in-network provider, as well as one that is able to see you when you need to be seen. And those goddamn reviews by real patients, They are essential. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, or get a mole checked out, or anything else. ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc's mobile app is an easy order as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search and find and book doctors with a few taps. Find and review local doctors. Re-verify patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now you can walk into that doctor's office and you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc, find the doctor that's right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for you and your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to find or book a quality doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
And download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for top-rated doctors today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue. All right. We done ranting about this? We weren't ranting about Love is Blind at all.
We took sides.
We took some sides.
And then we talked
about... It was our sides. Yeah, we talked about
hoes and brews. Okay.
So moving on to this main topic. Thanksgiving. Which
one we decided to do? We're gonna do both.
Oh, okay. So Thanksgiving, y'all. It says count down the top five things you're thankful for in 2022, as well as what are your Thanksgiving must-haves. Share with us your favorite, or we're gonna share with you all our favorite and least favorite dishes to eat and our favorite and least favorite recipes to make.
Yes. So let's just start off with the first bit. Top five things we are thankful for in 2022. Number one, her name is Brianna Jones.
She aight. That's my homie. She didn't do me wrong.
Bree is the producer of this podcast. I have been the producer for the first 5 years. Marcus dibbled and dabbled for a minute as our producer for year six. And then year seven, we brought on Bree. And while we still haven't gotten all, we still haven't smoothed out this podcast fully, this podcast would not have happened this year at all if it was not for her.
No.
We definitely needed the extra hand. She is the one who has everything edited. She's the one who came up with the new branding for it. The
segments and all that jazz. Oh, we kept some.
Yeah.
All these new ones.
She came up with.
Bree.
She's the reason why Marcus hosts some of the podcasts now. And she's the reason why my social media is, you know, popping.
She's all right.
Marcus is stupid. And she's the one who helped me do that fantastic prank on my husband.
She's a hater.
That did so well. Everybody loved that prank. Everybody loved it.
She's supposed to be finding me a Bree Jr. She's slut. She's dragging her feet, and I don't appreciate it.
Listen, because Bree ain't cheap. Okay.
That's and Bree was like, Junior. I need junior prices.
Right. She was like, you could hire me. I was like, Bree, I can't pay you no more money a month. Okay.
We.
Yeah, sorry. We. This is coming out of our business. So I wasn't saying that as a.
I know.
Slight
we working on it. We working on it.
We can't pay you no more a month, Bree.
We need a junior.
We need somebody a little less expensive.
We need yesterday's price.
No, we need before I met you price. Because we paying yesterday's price.
she's good though. One of the top things I'm thankful for, I would have to say, is the growth. The struggle which brought the growth this year for me being out, like, doing this whole entrepreneur thing.
Uh-huh.
The reason I have to appreciate the struggle is, because, like all the other times, it's made me grow. While I'm going through it, it's a little difficult to see.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, looking back on, like, the beginning of the year, even last year, you know, what I always do is like feast and famine thing.
Yeah.
The waxing and waning.
Come on. You better give them. Hey, you better give them.
Hey. It's eye opening to see what all that has come, what has come to at this point.
Uh huh.
So
eager to see what it brings in next year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like what I've learned, not I know I'm gonna learn a whole lot more. But that's one thing, is like that struggle of not, of being uncomfortable in this whole fish out of water fit, you know, type feeling that I've had for so long.
Uh-huh.
And then forcing myself to try to figure out my lane.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out my lane fully, but now I have my hands in different things and ideas. So I wouldn't have been where I'm at if I didn't have those struggles.
Come on.
Basically what I'm saying.
I would say number two, thankful for, we have a personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Thomas Brown. We're still smoothing out all the wrinkles of it, but there is a lot of things that would not get done if it wasn't for the fact that we kids would still be at bus stops. Clothes would still be at cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Food would still not be bought. If it wasn't for, listen, just having somebody to press the 1, 2, 3 on the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Amen and amen. Those are going to be my only two business ones. No, I got another business one, but that is my number two.
Oh, another business one?
No. I'm noticing I'm doing business ones. Oh. Yeah.
That's been our life.
Mm-hmm.
It's business. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, number three for me is my mother living in California. I think I only get to see my mother about once a week for the most part, because she works long hours. She starts her work day early. She ends it kind of late and then goes to bed. So we don't really get to see each other during the week. But it's nice, at least for me because she's my mom. But two, it's also beautiful that my kids are getting to grow up around their grandmother. They have spent most of their life not growing up around family. Granted, they have barely lived that much life. But for the most part, they don't get to see family unless we go home, which is expensive, or unless people come out to visit us, which is also expensive. They don't get to grow up feeling what it's like to be in the middle of family. So the fact that they have my mom out here and now Victory, but to have that grandparent out here, to get that grandma love on a more regular basis, I am 100% grateful that that ended up happening.
Yeah, I would have to say, granted, this didn't happen this year, but the freedom of having the freedom that I have now to be a part of my kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
One, we are working extremely hard to get our kids all in the same school.
Right.
So me having that freedom to be a part of all the, you know, parent participation stuff and volunteer and all of that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seeing all the stuff that Angel's been doing for years, and I, you know, don't envy her at all. but being able to be a part of that, that's a huge help, because, like we've said many times before, Mara's getting a side of me that the other three didn't get.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm, you know, at home a lot more than what I used to be. And they're getting, at the age that they're at now, they're now getting more of me than what they've ever had also. Even though Marcus is at that age where he's being more and more of a loner in those teenage years of just being up in his room doing his thing. But he's even getting more of me than what he used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's definitely something I'm thankful for.
When I was saying I wasn't going to say business again, but oh, no. It flew out of my head. I had a business thing and now it's gone.
Able to pay taxes.
Listen, even though we still have that one tax bill that we got to pay, I got to figure out how to pay it. Yes, but we can.
Yeah,
oh, a Black Lady Sketch Show. I was like, what is it? You know, this is a show that I have been a fan of since the day it came out. And I know how difficult it had to be to to believe a show like this could exist, and the fact that it does. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to try and be funny, to be funny. You know, listen, whether or not y'all laugh when y'all see it, that's up to y'all. I already did the work. So, yeah, getting the opportunity to do that is something that I'm grateful for in 2022. So I got one more. You got two more.
I got two more still?
Yeah.
I'm grateful for a lot. It's
okay, then you should be able to spit it out. Look at you. Just, I'm grateful for my son's school. In 2022, we encountered some things with my son's other school, the one that we called the ghetto. I just didn't I didn't like the school. I didn't like what it felt like it focused on. And especially because I have a child that is a young 13-year-old, a child that is not, he is not over-sexualized by no means. Mm-hmm. He is actually a very conservative private child, you know what I'm saying? Like when he is getting prepared and dressed and ready for the day, he does not want to do that in front of anybody, very private. So I felt like his other school, not only was it like a dangerous school because they had so many fights and it wasn't too over populated, it felt, the school felt overly sexualized.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of focus on sexuality, gender identity, things that while I do think people should be aware and kids should be aware of all the possibilities and opportunities that there are to define themselves, but to focus on trying to get them to define themselves that early for a child that is still very young-minded, no. Yeah. I don't like it. Don't want it. I want my child to be a child as long as they can, because once those days are gone, you cannot get them back. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's in an environment where he's able to be a child, and he even notices it. He's like, I feel safe. I feel like, you know, there isn't a lot of focus on all of that. Like, people are just who they are. They're not in the...
They're free to be just them.
And yes.
They ain't trying to fit in with nobody.
They absolutely feel free to be them. And then he, obviously, this is a school that allowed my child to do something he didn't even think he was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Lead a whole entire goddang old musical that he had never done a musical before. I feel like, I hope it helped with his confidence. And I don't know. There's so many things. Listen, I know a lot of y'all knock private schools because they're ridiculous, and they are. They're ridiculous. There's many times as me and Marcus have went up there to that school help, and we have left tipsy, is ridiculous. However,
like, we should have called a car to take us and pick us up.
However,
because they get it.
Come on, like, but the way my son feels, the ridiculousness of that school, of the ridiculousness of private schools, is worth it. If there were a public school that I thought could create that for him, obviously I'd be like, get back into the free school system. Yeah. But that does not, I don't know where that exists in LAUSD, and more than likely we don't live near that school for him to be able to go. So
yeah, no, one of my biggest worries at that school, of course, was something like catastrophic would happen, but also somebody like messing with him, because granted, he ain't the type of 13-year-old I was. I knew I had friends like him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's no reason for anybody to mess with him other than for them to just be a mean soul person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whatever that comes down to is gonna, basically it's gonna come down to me acting a fool. Like, I will potentially make the news. Right. Because it's not going to be me going up taking it out on the school. This is like, well, did school know about this? Okay, did the boys, whoever's parents, know about this? Because that's who I'm dealing with now.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm gonna wrap back around to that principal and everybody, because during the orientation, I brought up some issues that I did not like.
Yes, you did.
I pulled the principal to the side. Like, so question, being that my child is going here, is this what y'all allow? Oh, no, we'll get somebody right on there. I'm like, why ain't somebody already on it?
Yeah, everybody got eyeballs. Y'all all can see it.
So I'm glad. Yeah, I'm definitely glad he's out of that environment and out of an environment that would definitely force us to react. I mean, we've already had. We did have issues up there where Angel had to go. Luckily, I wasn't able to make it.
Never luckily.
But, yeah, so that's definitely something to be thankful for. And, two, on that same token, with him being in that play and his brother, basically his brother's experiencing their big brother being able to flourish. Now they're, like, eager and excited to try to get into this school.
Kai prayed about it.
Yeah, Kai prayed about it. Sai's brought it up a few times. And, you know, Mar, he don't give two shits about nothing. But but seeing them excited about something academically, granted, they ain't thinking about, oh, well, the academics of this school is probably, you know, great. Our current school is subpar compared to that one, Dad. They ain't thinking like that. But they see all the possibilities and things that they can get into. So, and that's, you know, it's extremely foreign to me, especially as a child. I'm like, what? To be look at a school and see it and want to go there? I looked at all schools as torture.
Yeah, and that's really what it is that I've said this on this podcast before, but it was years ago, and I feel like I've said it to you. One thing I remembered in high school specifically, because I was in a lot of advanced classes, but I rarely had any black boys in the classes with me. There would be maybe two or three other black girls. No, maybe one or two, usually not three, black girls in the advanced classes with me. Now, I know without a shadow of doubt that my people ain't stupid. But I couldn't figure out, like, why are there no black boys? And what I realized was that it was more so the attitude towards school had changed for a lot of my black male counterparts, where, like you said, it was more of a like torture than it was a place that they really wanted to be for the reasons why we were at school. Obviously, they enjoyed the social aspect of it, but the academic part of it was just more painstaking, staking than anything else. And I wanted to try to catch my child before that became the case for him, where school was just my child. Now that I have four black boys, it's like very, because there, I remember one black boy that was in the advanced classes, but it was one, and we had black boys up in my school and none of them. And I was just like, this doesn't, you can't.
Devontae Smith. Remember, like it was just,
he had glasses, but he didn't hang around any other black kids. And I was like, this can't be. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about one other, Virgil, Rebecca's brother. He was in advanced classes too. And so for me, I had birthing black boys. I was like, I want them to be in an environment where the connotation of going to school does not feel like, of course, obviously some of that should be allowed. They're kids. So there should be some like, ugh, school, I don't want to be here. But I want him to have the feeling that, yo, if I want to excel in this area, I can be in this area. There is nothing stopping me from being in this area but me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Versus, nah, that's only for them like nerdy white kids. Yeah. That's only for them Asian kids.
Yeah, be in some of them nerdy white kids classes.
Yeah.
But no, I had like social anxiety dealing with like going to school, like elementary school and stuff. And then it got to the point to where I actually liked the school part though. And then I know it was third grade, I think. It was a math teacher. Oh, that bitch. I don't know what her thing was with me, but she had something against me. And after that, it went right back to where it was. Because I used to like, math was like my favorite subject. Like, and especially I got it from my dad. I don't know how he knew numbers the way he did. You could just throw daddy just random numbers and throw an equation in there. He could just figure it out just thinking through it. Probably where Kai gets his from. And you. But That changed everything again. So after that, you know, I didn't start really enjoying school again until probably high school. From third grade.
That's crazy.
Middle school ended up switching. Especially elementary school. It was, I was around so many hood. Why was all them hood kids at Mary Todd like that? North side.
I'm thinking about it.
It really didn't bother me then. It's like, I mean, people got picked on and fights, and you know, I was a quiet kid, so I done knocked down a few people just because I was so quiet. But yeah, like getting over the like social anxiety and like finally able to deal with that and like liking school, but then getting a bad teacher and then all that going away. And then really not getting back into my groove literally until literally like high school. And at that point, it's like I stopped caring anyway. I was just there to have fun.
Yeah, no, teachers definitely make a huge, huge difference. That's why I will always be grateful for Lil Marcus's elementary school. I think him having so many black teachers and a black principal really helped in how he was treated in the classroom. Even though he wasn't excelling, he didn't start excelling until COVID. Right. But it didn't, like, even though he wasn't the best and the brightest in the classroom, Lil Marcus never seemed like he hated learning. He still enjoyed it because I do believe most of his teachers really saw him as just a lovely student and wanted to treat him as lovely as he was treated, as lovely as he was treating them. And so the same thing with Kai and Sai. Mar, we're just going to pray. But I am definitely grateful that it feels like he is in an environment where he feels safe and hopefully his teachers are all treating him in a way that he feels comfortable learning. All right. So what dishes do you hate cooking?
Do I hate cooking?
Oh, you don't cook none of them. You just fry the turkey.
That's a lot. That's a 3-day process.
I know, but I can't say dishes to you because the only thing you do is fry the turkey.
I can tell what I don't like eating.
You don't like eating macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, it's good, but I just rather not put it in my body.
You know what? I actually don't like making macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, just the sight of it alone, knowing what it is, it's like, no, thank you.
No, the sight of it is lovely to me. I don't like making it because I have
Why you start with that and not must-haves?
Because must-haves is going to be easy, I feel like.
All right, go ahead.
Because I feel like I haven't perfected it yet. There are so many different versions of macaroni and cheese. Like, there's people who make it with sour cream in it. There are people who, you know, use one type of noodle versus this type of noodle. There's people who use regular milk versus Carnations milk. There's so many different variations on a theme.
And for me?
Butter, no butter, what?
Is you got all of these products that go in this dish, and for the end result to be that, no thank you.
No, I absolutely love the taste of it.
I think middle school, maybe like sixth grade, I finally was like, we ain't supposed to be eating this. I don't want this no way. My mom and my granny, they make really good macaroni and cheese, but I'm like, no thank you.
I'm just frustrated because I haven't found the version that I'm going to be the happiest with yet. Like, I'm never like, oh, this is just terrible. Why did I make it? But I'm still not like, this will be my recipe that I go to every time. That's what also frustrates me, that I don't have freaking recipes. Other than for my desserts, I'm over here just praying that my ancestors or that my mother will remember. And half the time, my mother here lately, Mama, I love you. But lately, me and her don't see eye to eye, or she'll do something and I don't know that she's done it already and it don't mix. This year, though, she's, I think, going to cook her stuff at her house and then bring it over. And then I'll cook my stuff at my house so we won't have that confusion.
Because, I mean, Angel's made some massive meals for Thanksgiving and everything be good. Mm-hmm. People be going back for thirds, fourths, coming over on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So without recipes, she still be throwing down.
It's too much pressure.
You remember the first time we had real cranberry sauce?
We were. It was white people brought
it. White people. We thought. I don't know how. Y'all don't even know if y'all willing to admit it, but we all. I always thought cranberry sauce only came in a can with the ribs on it. You open up the can like dog food,
and then you
slide that thing out solid, put it on the side, and slice it. Let people get it.
Yeah.
They had this dish, and we was like, "What's this?" It's like it's cranberry sauce. It was like, "You made it,
right?" This can be made.
They literally, they were the only white people in there. We were like, wait. Because we ain't nobody in here ever seen this.
It'd be like if somebody said, oh, I made some jelly. I'd be like, nigga, no, you didn't. You didn't make no jelly.
I used to make jelly, but I
get
she
made jam, maybe.
You're right. However, jelly? Yeah. So we had to stop the dinner. Hey, everybody stop what you're doing. We got cranberry, and it don't look nothing like the canned stuff, and it was good.
Uh-huh.
It was good. I was like, is this what we're supposed to be eating?
You know who else makes cranberry? And this because she half white. Lauren.
Oh, I can believe it.
She's like, now I can make some cranberry sauce. She said, I can't make nothing else. I said, girl, I don't even know the beginning of it.
Yeah, where you start?
First of all, where do cranberries grow?
Oh, like naturally?
Yes.
France?
I don't know.
You ain't never seen nobody have some cranberries over here.
Ever.
Growing. You
see
in a lake? Victory said they grown in a lake.
See?
I ain't know that. They underwater fruit?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
They look like cherries, don't they? No, they don't.
I done seen vines with blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberry, all of that. We used to just pick them off people's fence and eat them in Kentucky. I ain't never in my life seen no cranberry.
That's why, because they underwater.
We had a creek.
She didn't say in creeks. They ain't swamp fruit.
It ain't, a creek ain't a swamp, it's flowing water. Swamps is still water.
I know.
See,
Marcus,
listen to your boy Teach over
Marcus,
here.
Marcus, I know that. I didn't know that.
You know what? It's an ocean spray. They show it in water.
Yeah. I just thought they were washing them.
Did y'all know
them.
This? Hold on. How many people in the chat know?
They
said they float.
They grow in bogs.
Really?
In a bog? What's a bog? I ain't never seen no bog.
I thought they were washing them. Yeah, you got to wash everything.
I thought that's what they were in, I don't know.
Yeah, the Ocean Spray commercial. Yeah, that don't mean nothing. It's refreshing.
Yeah, in the Ocean Spray commercial, I thought they were washing
the
cranberries.
Ripe ones float.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Anyway.
Okay, what's something that you don't like, then.
I said that.
Name something.
No, you
else.
Said for me, you don't like macaroni and cheese. You said make. You don't like making macaroni and cheese. I don't like eating macaroni and cheese. You.
Because you don't make anything else. That's why I said then say eat.
Macaroni and cheese, damn it.
I named macaroni.
You like eating it, though. Do you not?
Okay.
Do you not like eating macaroni and cheese?
Enough.
You know I'm right.
No, that it, you are completely off, but that's fine.
Anyway, go ahead.
Ham. It's pointless. I only make it because people eat pork that come over.
We don't be making ham. We just go buy it and open it.
And put it in the oven. But it is frustrating, though, because you got to warm up the oven for this thing. I don't want to do, no.
Yeah. You know what? This is something that's common in Kentucky, at least with my family. How many people have had on this chat, I just realized this is not common, has had country ham?
You're talking about with the bone in?
No. Just like it's a country ham. The way it's made is you put it in a, like we always hung it up in a meat house and they smoke it and it curates. But it's wrapped for years. They literally like take the ham, douse it with salt, put salt all over it, cover it with a fabric, and let it curate for like years at a time. Almost like some of y'all have. It curates for like 2-3 years.
Ew.
Like by the time you take it out, huh? Yeah, it's salty as hell. That's what I was about to say. It's so goddamn salty. But I came up eating country ham.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's people, they put it on sandwiches and like their salt goes all the way through it. By the time they take it off, it's like mold on it. They got to cut all of that off.
That's the part. I was like, when you say
But no, yeah, it hangs up. It hangs up in the, they store it for like years and years at a time. They date it. But people used to come to my, one of my uncles, actually my granny's farm, and they would buy country hams from him. And I remember going in there, he was like, go up there and get, and he would like get the ones on the top rack on the right. And we would go, and it was like, this has been up here for this long? And we would take them down, and they, he charged people. Mm. It's extremely salty. That's why black people in the South is dying from salt.
What a, hanging up a goddamn going carcass for a year.
Longer than that?
Yeah. No. I might have had one when I was little.
It's good. It's salty, but it is good. I ain't going to, what somebody said, difference, ham gross and turkey is dry. Oh. If your turkey's dry, you ain't cooking it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But,
I, let me think. There ain't too much I don't eat. I just leave the macro. I don't be doing, do people be fixing baked beans Thanksgiving?
No, they shouldn't be.
All right, thanks. So I can't think of nothing else.
Chitlins.
Chitlins. I don't eat pork no more, but I would if I.
You eat some chitlins?
Yeah, you see chitlins all the time.
Ugh.
Chitterlings.
Ugh. Shitterlings is what they should be called because they are still full of poop.
No, they're not. You got to clean them bad boys.
I don't care how much you clean the intestines of something that used to push out dookie all the time. It's inside of it. That's why it still stinks when you cook it.
I used to eat them.
Well, listen.
But I, you know what I, you know what it was? I would only, shut up. I would only, everybody know I be eating booty on here. Yours anyway, I would, usually I would only eat the ones I know were cleaned by the people that I know. I wouldn't just go to anybody's house and eat no chitlins. I had to know whose house it was, where y'all get them from, or y'all did these. All right, bet. But yeah, I don't eat that stuff anymore.
Somebody called them booty noodles. Okay, let's quit because we've already been over our name. What foods are you most looking forward to? I'm looking forward to my husband's fried turkey. I want us to go into a deep discussion about what flavors we're using this year because I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah, the fried turkey. You know what? I ain't going to have my mama stuffing this year. No. I can get it for Christmas, though.
Yeah. I might be able to get you somewhere close. I will fix it.
Okay. Yeah, your mama be working. Listen, my mama's stuffing be fluffy and flavorful. Angel's mama goes in. Miss North goes into this slave mode where she overworks everything. That stuffing was marble balls.
It was so dense and salty.
It was hard.
It was cured ham. You could not, it was country ham.
It was country ham. It was. They were hard.
Said,
you couldn't even
why
bite
this
into
turn
this.
It out right. I was like, I don't know either. I was like, don't. I was telling the
she
people.
She did it
I
twice
said,
though. It was like,
do not eat those.
Why we let her do this again? Because I think the second time we didn't know she was doing it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. She's like, I don't know why. She said, just soak it in some gravy.
Yeah, people was trying to soak them in gravy to soften it up. Nah, it was just repelling all of that juice.
Oh, I love my mama. She going to make her greens, though. Praise God. I'm looking forward to, I think I'm looking forward to candy yams. I am looking forward to stuffing. I'm looking forward to the rolls that I had tricked my husband into believing I was making from scratch for 3 years. He's terrible. He said, these is better than mama's. I was like, they came from out
trifling,
of the frozen section of Walmart.
Trifling hell. I should have known. I ain't seen no rolling pin. I ain't seen no flour. I didn't see, you know, you still run through the key. You ain't yelling at nobody for running through the house. They make the rolls fall. You can't run through the house.
I was like, yeah, babe. He's like, oh, you put your foot in
this.
That's why
Twitter's on to something, because you can't trust these helpers.
Thank you.
All right, they can't be trusted. They lie to you.
And stuffing and dressing is the same. I do not care what y'all say. I'm going
to
do another poll.
That's why you get
poll.
Two or three in case one lied to you. You know you still got one okay, trustworthy.
Keep on. I did a poll on Instagram. I'm going to do it again this time. To ask the difference between stuffing and dressing, because y'all are lying to each other.
I think stuffing and dressing is the difference between magma and lava. It depends on where it's at.
There were only a couple people who said that, but other people were like, no, this one is made with cornbread. This one's made with breadcrumbs. One is sweet, one is not.
Hold on.
But people were saying the opposite. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was no consensus. And I was like, so y'all just made this up is what you all don't realize. Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally like, because everybody makes it different.
Right, but a lot of people, I can agree with stuffing being what it is when you pull it out of.
Somebody said stuffing is dressing put inside of the turkey.
But that, a lot of people are like, no, I don't eat stuffing. I only eat dressing. Because they're saying there's ingredient difference.
Ain't no ingredient difference.
They're like, no, because stuffing is sweet, or dressing is sweet, and stuffing ain't. And I'm like,
I ain't never had no sweet dressing or stuff.
Well, because like sometimes if you make it with cornbread, it can have a little bit of a sweeter.
They said one's made with cornbread, one's made with bread crumbs, but one of the crumbs is cornbread.
I'm telling you. Like, now, see, our Patreon is not crazy, but the rest of my followers are. Because, or at least some of y'all are not mentioning y'all crazy.
Matt, I probably will have me a cigar for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's the same. I ain't ever tasted one and said, oh, this is that and not this. We generally have all the typical food, but the one thing I must have is Angel's banana pudding.
Oh, yeah. Kai just asked about it.
That banana pudding. I restrict everybody else's servings because I'm going to engorge myself on that.
Kai said, Mama.
Sunday. Or even depending on how much she make through the next. She be trying to limit how much she make now.
Yeah, I have to hide it. Kai asked me, he said, Mama, you going to make the cookies and cream? Cookies and cream.
Because they helped you make it, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I said, cookies and cream. He said, you know. You did the cookie, and then there's the cream, and I said, and bananas. He said, yeah. He's been waiting on eggnog and the cookies and cream.
Oh, well, I can't wait to get in on that cider.
I'm
going to be sipping on that cider when I'm cooking them turkey.
I got to get
gonna be, the... I'm going to be so drunk.
Love it. All right.
Oh, yeah, so banana pudding, just real quick. Hopefully she makes it early. Because it ain't at its prime until them wafers get soggy. That's when it's banana pudding. You got to let that thing marinate.
I know. I got to make my mother her. Is that it?
Yeah, let that thing marinate.
Do you eat banana pudding, Victory?
Good. Yeah, it is. Never eat it.
I figured
especially
you would
especially at our
that.
House. We was giving people, remember they was asking for some, and I was giving them little servings.
He's like, he's trying to.
Somebody said, I just want three spoons of it. Bet I got the smallest spoons I could find.
Listen, as long as I make the sweet potato pie for little Marcus, that is his favorite dessert.
Yeah, cross
365. I think if I got him a sweet potato pie that for his birthday cake, he would be just fine with that.
I remember that one I was making that I think Friday or Saturday, I had me a plate. I had me a bowl of banana pudding. Like a half a pie for sweet potato.
It's ridiculous. We actually might make pumpkin pie this year, only because we have those pumpkins, and Kai asked if we can make it.
Y'all eat that one. No, actually, pumpkin pie ain't that bad.
I was about to say, it's going to slap. It's going to be good, so you're going to want it.
I'm going to be full on sweet potato pie.
I just want to remind you all again that we have amazing sponsors. HelloFresh. Use our code RU70. As well as ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, it's a free app. And if you just use our link, they'll know that we sent you there. And again, we want to give a shout out to our Patreon. We unfortunately had to cancel our Wingsgiving this past Sunday. I was, I think I had a mild case of the flu. Because it has not showed up as COVID, but I'm feeling better. You can hear just a little bit of congestion, but thank God for healing. Hallelujah. But we are going to reschedule that. So if you're not a part of our Patreon, go ahead and join for that $5. So we can have, and we had some really fun activities planned. So it's still going to happen. Follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. And follow this podcast on Instagram at Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It's the full name of the actual podcast. Please rate and review us on all podcasting platforms. It makes us more discoverable, and we would love to know what we could do to make the show better.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm prepping my turkeys. Y'all can find me on TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus Hand on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus Hand on the Book. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. My site was down last week.
Back up?
It's back up. Yeah, it's back up and running. I got a box that y'all should have seen advertisement and stuff for that you haven't.
We got Black Friday sales coming out.
Black Friday sales coming out the following like Thursday, but probably not.
No, they're gonna be ready. They're gonna be ready. We should be doing photos for everything coming up. And
websites changing.
Yeah, so Patreon, y'all will find out about it.
Of course, Patreon gonna get it first. Anyway, fam, that's all I got. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next time. Y'all have a blessed season.
God bless you. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.